Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Friday of the second week in the year of our Lord 2023, as we conclude our study of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 4. Question 4. What does the law of God require of us? Christ teaches us in sum, Matthew 22, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Having looked to the first part of Christ's summation of the law in our last meditation, we now turn to the second part, as we are told to love our neighbor as ourself. However, as with the first half, we do not get to define what that love looks like. Though we live in an age where people freely speak of loving one another, and pop artists remake the Beatles song, "All You Need Is Love," ad nauseum, the reality is few people actually know what true biblical love for one another looks like. We tend to try and define love our way, in a way that is easy for us, or what we want love to be, or what we think might be showing love to someone we care for. But as with the love of God, love of neighbor is not something we get to interpret. God does so for us, and very specifically in His Word. As a summation of the second table of the law, we find that loving our neighbor means honoring our parents and those in authority over us. Loving our neighbor means not murdering them, not slandering them, not cursing them or hating them, and not insulting them. As Leviticus 19:18 tells us, "You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Loving our neighbor means not lusting after them or their spouses, not coveting the things they have, not desiring what God has blessed them with. Loving our neighbor means not lying to them or about them, not stealing from them or trying to bilk them out of their personal possessions. But beyond all the things we are not to do, loving our neighbor also means seeking their interests above our own. Philippians 2 verses 3 and 4. "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his interests, but also to the interests of others." And then, as Paul teaches in Romans 15, verse 2, "Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up." And again in 1 Corinthians 10:24, "Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor." Not only are we to avoid sinning against our neighbors as we love them, we are to actively seek their good and look to their interests that we might build them up. But who are our neighbors? We generally think of our neighbors as those who live near us, those who live on our same street or even in our same school district. But who are we to love in the fashion the Bible tells us? Just those around us? When Jesus reinforced our love of neighbor in Luke chapter 10, a lawyer asked that exact same question, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answered with the story of the Good Samaritan, making the case that our neighbor is anyone in need of mercy or love. Anyone we meet is our neighbor. Even our enemies are our neighbors, and we are told by Jesus in Luke chapter 6, verses 27 and 28, "I say to you who hear, love your enemies, and do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you." Thus are we to love everyone we meet. We are to seek their good, desire their welfare, pray for them, and bless them. We are to refrain from sinning against them, as the second table of the law makes clear. We are to go out of our way to assist them in times of need and to show mercy in their distress. All of these things, and so many more, are ways the Bible tells us we can and should love our neighbors. It is not always easy, particularly when our neighbors are our enemies, or just frustrating, or don't show themselves to be good neighbors, but it is what the law of God requires of us, that in seeking to love our neighbors, we also love God, and in so doing, bring Him all the glory. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.